also true, so I don't think you have to say it's a new Havmina, that in this case it would be, you know. Just stylistically, pit. And so the pit, we said that if you throw him in the pit, and the pit has the ladder in there, so then, and then the other guy removes it, so you're not chayev. So that, we said, the Havmina Skana is that the whole idea, if you throw him in a pit and there is no ladder, apparently you're chayev because the pit is a killer. It's like a death trap. So you're throwing him into a killer. But if you have, if you throw him into the pit, and there is a ladder in there, so that's what it's saying, is that, so you'd think the ladder is extraneous, and a pit is intrinsically a death trap, but it's teaching you that you don't define a pit by, like, the geological entity of a pit, but the idea of a pit is it's a place which is totally removed from humanity, or from the resources of humanity. So therefore, a pit with a ladder in it isn't really a pit, because it does have the resources, it has ability, you just go up and get it. So the thing is, you threw him in a pit which has the stuff, which has a ladder in it, that's not the death trap. Now someone else comes and makes it into a killer, so that's a grama. So you threw him into a normal thing, and then the other guy changes it into a death pit, but then you're not chai for that. He's not chai for that, you're not chai for that. Okay, so that was if someone else does it. But we're up to the Havmina is if you throw him in and you pull the ladder out.
Yeah, I haven't really been.
So you pull him in, you pull the ladder out, so you'd think that... You'd think that that if you pull him, if you throw him in, and before he hits the ground, you pull the ladder out, so you would think that you're going to be chayev. Kamash Malon, that no, that you're throwing him in. When you threw him in, he basically wasn't a death. It was the ladder there, so it wasn't a death pit. Then afterwards, you pull out the ladder, so you're just converting a non-death pit into a death pit, but that's just the grama. So that makes sense, the maskana. But the Havamina, we said it's difficult, but we said on the surface, the Havamina, the approach of the Havamina has to be, and this is, I guess, Daniel, you said this, right, is that you look at it as one attack. And if you look at it as one attack, you say the attack is you're throwing him into a death pit. But since that's why Rashi emphasizes that it's before he lands, you pull the ladder away. So, so it's one process of throwing him into a death pit. So it's true, the first part of it was you threw him into a pit which was, you know, was still a it wasn't yet a death pit, but then before the attack is complete, so to speak, you pull the ladder out. So you're basically throwing him into a death pit, so then you'd be chayev. Kamash Malon, that you don't look at it as one process, but they're two separate things, two separate stages. Step one, it's not throwing him into a regular pit, and then step two is converting a regular pit into a death pit, which is a grama. So the question, though, is that's definitely, it always seems that that's the description, or that's the outline of the svara. But the question is, what's that dependent upon? Why would you look at it as one, or why would you look at it as two? And the Havmina is a little more difficult. I mean, it's two separate stages, right? So why would you even think to look at it as one? Right, that's kind of what we left off with. Okay, good. I'm thinking along the lines of what Adam's suggesting, is that you see, there's two ways to look at the what's going on, what you're doing. Because it's like an effect. It's a maisa. But there's an effect, an attack. There's the action of your attack, and there are the two actions, action one, action two. Okay? But there's the effect is that you're putting him, you're relocating the guy from world to pit. Right? Now he's relocated when he hits the ground. I mean, when he's midair, he's not relocated. The idea of this attack is not an attack of impact. It's not an impact attack. That's not what's going on here. It's an attack of relocating the guy. Now, in the relocating, is only accomplished when the guy hits the ground. So everything you do from the time you push him until he's on the ground is part of the relocating of the guy. So you'll say it's one attack. It's an attack of relocating the guy. And where are you relocating the guy? You're relocating the guy into a death pit. So it's one process. It's true, the process of relocating the guy into the death pit involved two steps or whatever, but it's one attack because the attack is judged from the framework of the victim, in which case the victim is you've relocated him to a death pit. You didn't relocate him into a regular pit because the relocation takes place when he hits the ground. That's his location. His location is the form when he hits the ground. So the Havmina says, that you may have thought that you could define the attack based upon the effect. And to my tzicha, because it's one process of relocating into the death pit. Kamash Malon, that you need a maisa or tzicha. And in a maisa, you judge it from the framework of the actor, the rotzeach. And insofar as rotzeach is concerned, you're doing two separate maisim. So it's true, insofar as the effect being produced, you may say they're one, it's one, they go together, or they could be considered one attack. But to send an action, to be chayav for a tzicha, you need a maisa or a tzicha. And the maisa of pushing him, so it was a maisa of pushing him into a regular pit. Now, it's true, he didn't land yet, but he would have landed in a regular pit. So the action is an action of pushing him into a regular pit. Now, at the time you pushed him. Then there's another action which you're doing, which is changing the pit into a different kind of pit, and that's a grama. And I think that's what Rashi says. Afilu hukadam, he says, he doesn't say it. Yeah, be'inna deshadya yachalal asu. As he says, the Gemara says, at the time that you threw him, he was able to get out. Upatar al dechia. Right, so you're putter for him. So the saying is that they go by the moment, the action you did. You don't have to say, like, when he landed and relocate him. There's the action of pushing him is an action of relocating him into a regular pit. That action is you define it purely, not by the, you don't judge the attack by the effect and when the effect is realized, but you judge it by your asiyah. And your asiyah is not a maaser tzicha. Like, I'm almost thinking maybe you look at it as like an activity versus an action. Like, you know, there's like the physical action is pushing and then pulling a ladder out. But the activity is an activity of relocating a guy. That's what you're doing. You're involved in relocating him. And it's all the relocating, you know, you're bringing about an effect of relocating the guy. And that activity is, it's all part one part of an activity. It's basically you're taking the guy and you're relocating him into a death pit.
Is that a different story?
And the way in which you do that, no. No, there's a different svara. The way you're doing that is through, because the activity is what you're doing to him, is the attack. So you're not looking at it as a mechanical action. But the idea is activity looks at the framework of what you're accomplishing. I mean, but it's maybe a different way to say it. But the idea is that you're looking at it from the framework of what you're accomplishing, and you're accomplishing, it's all one activity of relocating the guy. That's what you're doing. The activity is, what are you doing? What are you involved in? You're involved in relocating the guy. I mean, you're not involved in doing a physical pushing or whatever. You're relocating a guy into where? Into a deathbed. And until he's relocated, that's all part of the activity of the relocation. It's all one process of relocating the guy. And as long as until he lands, you're still involved in that. You're still involved in that. But that's if you look at it as like an extended, you could get like it's an extended action. Based upon the activity, because activity is bringing about an effect to the guy. That's the nature of the activity. So, but if you look at it, but in Maisa Ratzicha, it's saying you need a Maisa. You can't just say have an extended two actions together are part of one activity. You need a Maisa Ratzicha. So the Maisa Ratzicha, each Maisa you have to define in its own right. In its own right, there's no Maisa Ratzicha. You can't be Mitzarif the two Maisa into one as one activity of attacking the guy. You need a Maisa Ratzicha. Okay, so now we're up to next, right? The next case is comparable case, perhaps a little different. So the case is where you shoot an arrow at a guy. Shoot an arrow at a guy, and he's holding a shield. So clearly, if you shot an arrow at a guy who's not holding a shield, okay, it's Ratzicha. Because that's right, well, it's like, why not? Right. You're shooting an arrow at a guy. Right, arrows kill, you're shooting an arrow at him. But it's saying is now you shoot an arrow at a guy who has a shield. And then someone else comes and removes the shield before the arrow gets to him. So it says, you're not chayav. You're not chayav. And even if you remove the shield, you're not chayav. Okay, even if you remove the shield.
How would you be able to do that?
So they say, Rashi says you run very fast.
Faster than the arrow?
I think the Meiri says you have like a string that you like pull the arrow by. You're going to pull the shield by. Pull the shield by.
Rashi says you run really. What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure. Maybe you shoot the arrow at a good incline. You know, it's like an upward shot.
Okay.
So then you could, right? Work it out. Right? I guess that would work.
Is that
right?
When you're shooting it at him, though?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think we can get to that.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, though. Let's just trust it for now that this is a possible case. Okay, so, but if you get a high enough trajectory, it should work, assuming that you're high for that kind of trajectory. I assume so, right? I mean, why is there...
I don't know either.
I think it's my next case, if the wind comes in, you know, whatever. Let's keep it simple for now. So again, the first Havamina is... So it's very parallel, right? So the first Havamina is that if the other guy... Forget about you pulling it away. The first Havamina is the other guy pulls it away. So I'd say, Chayv. Right, I'd say, Chayv, Kamash Malan, no. That I'm not chayav because I shot him and he had an arrow. He had a shield. Now some other guy pulled it away. That's a grama. Right? Right. So the question is, what's Avi Maskana? What's Avi Maskana? Okay, good. So Havamino is saying, so I guess David's kind of saying, hard kind of reluctantly saying, okay, but Adam's going along with it, that there's an idea that the Havamino is that shooting an arrow at a guy is Maaser Ticha. Okay, you shoot a guy, shooting arrows at a guy, or a modern example, shooting a gun at a guy, you shoot a guy, that's Maaser Ticha. Now, it's true, maybe a guy will have an arrow and a shield and he'll block it. So if he blocks it, he did a Maaser Ticha that wasn't realized. Look, hitting a guy in the head is a Maaser Ticha. It doesn't necessarily mean every single time he'll die. So it's accidentally, sometimes a guy has a shield and he may end up blocking it. You did a Maaser Ticha, which may or may not be realized. Now, if he blocks with the shield, good. If he drops the shield or someone else takes the shield or whatever, so now who killed him? You're Maaser Ticha. You shot an arrow and that's a Maaser, that's a deadly action. Shooting a guy is a deadly action. Shooting an arrow at a guy. Shield is an extraneous thing. Kamash Malan, maybe like that it's... See, I don't... I'll say it then, I'll show you. Kamash Malan, that shooting an unarmed man is a Maaser Ticha. Shooting an arrow per se isn't a Maaser Ticha. Shooting... I'm not unarmed. An unprotected guy is a Maaser Ticha. But shooting an arrow per se isn't the Maaser Ticha. That's part of the Maisa of attacking a guy, is a guy who's a shielded, a protected guy, or an unprotected guy. So the idea is shooting an unprotected guy, that's the, you know, you have to define the Maisa conceptually. It doesn't just mean will it kill it or will it not kill it. You have to conceptually define the Maaser Ticha. That's why they pay with all these things. You have to conceptually, what is the Maaser Ticha? So the Havamina would be that shooting somebody is Maaser Ticha. It says that's not true. It's teaching you that shooting a person per se is not a Maaser Ticha. Shooting an unguarded person is a Maaser Ticha. Now, you shot a guarded person. Okay, you shot a shielded person. So that's not a Maaser Ticha. Now, he dropped it afterwards and he ended up dying as a result of fine. So that's, but you, your action wasn't a Maaser Ticha. It was a Maaser Ticha. Right? Now, and then the other guy who basically retook him and changed him from a shielded guy to an unshielded guy, that's not a Maaser Ticha. That's just a grama. That since the arrow is on their way, by changing him into an unshielded guy, it turns out he ends up getting killed. But that's not Maaser Ticha. That's not the attack. The attack is the Ticha, is really the shooting. So it turns out, and it says, even if you do it, same thing. Even if you take away the arrow. So you basically shot a shielded man, which is not a Maaser Ticha, and then you were goring him to change from a shielded man to an unshielded man. But that's also not a Maaser Ticha, that's a gorim. And I would think for this, you could say the Havamina, the second Havamina is the same as the other one. You know what I mean? I don't think this is a different svara then. That's why I think, although it's parallel, it's a different case. I mean, one's what's the idea of killing a guy through a pit, and is killing a guy a pit, throwing him into a geological, you know, a hole in the ground. That's the definition. It's saying is a Maaser Ticha. The phenomenon is there's an idea of a pit, which is a place which is removed from man. That's a Maaser Ticha, throwing a guy into an empty hole, or into, you know, not a hole, a ladder, a different thing. So it's defining, there's a type of Maaser Ticha, of throwing a guy into a pit, and it's a chakir, what is that conceptual Maaser? It's throwing into a guy a certain geological, no, it's a certain phenomenon in the world of a Ticha called a pit, which means it's a place which has no resources, no contact to the world. So this is defining the Maaser Ticha of an arrow. The Maaser Ticha of shooting an arrow is shooting an unshielded man. So they're different. I mean, they're parallel, but just because you know what the Torah recognizes here, doesn't mean you know what's going to recognize here. What's extraneous? You could have said there the pit, this ladder is relevant. It's part of the definition of the pit. But you'd say here, a shield is an extraneous thing. I mean, you could see. I mean, look, the pit, the ladder is part of the structure of the pit or whatever. I mean, here, you're shooting a guy. So you say, well, the shield is an extraneous blocker or whatever. You could say it's like a pit. You'll say a pit's a pit. I'm sorry, a pit is really part of the pit itself, is the ladder that's in there or not. So you say, is a pit a killer or not? If it has a ladder and it's a different pit. But what it's saying is here, you're shooting a guy, shooting an arrow. The fact that he has a shield, do you say, is an extraneous thing? It's extraneous to the Maisa. So saying is, no, that's conceptually part of the Maisa. Shooting a shielded man or shooting an unshielded man is a different Maisa. Okay? Shooting a guy in body armor or shooting a guy, whatever. They're different actions. Right? They're different guys. I'm just saying is the Havamina, the second Havamina, I think is the same. I mean, once you're already bringing in the second case, I would think, I don't see why to say it's like a whole new, once you're saying it, they're parallel. Yeah. And also, and even if you if you pull away the shield yourself, it's the same question. It's like, do you judge the thing in terms of the activity or in terms of the, you know, say the separate actions? I mean, it's not going to cut it short. Like, you're not going to say, yeah, like once you already said in the first case, and it's the same chakir, I already know it, but if you left it out, you'd say, oh, is it different than this? You know, like it just parallel. Once you're saying it, I mean, you have to, you're already saying the thing, and that's true. It's not true. It's also true. So I don't think you have to say there's a new havmina that in this case it would be, you know. Because stylistically, once you see, if you say the second case, once you know the first, you know the second, then don't write the second altogether. But once you're writing the second altogether, you can't say why you're writing that part. I mean, that's an answer. That's true. I'm telling you the halacha. Yeah. Okay, now we have the last case. And the last case really gets interesting. This is where there's a little twist. But you shoot a guy, and he has medicine in his hand. Okay, he has like a, so apparently you're shooting a guy with an arrow, and I don't know, maybe an arrow isn't a good example, like some sort of a dart, a poisonous dart or something, right? And the dart has a poison on it, but the guy has an antidote in his hand. Okay, it's the dart which kills a guy if you don't treat the thing with an antidote, with an whatever, so then he dies. Okay, so you shoot him, but the guy has an antidote in his hand. Okay, he has a medicine in his hand. So you do that, and then you quickly, someone else, before the dart hits him or whatever, before he gets to put on the medicine, pulls the medicine away, takes it, spills it all over the ground. So then he dies. So you thank the guy that you're chayev. Kamash malon, your pater. And even if you yourself spill out the medicine, you yourself are pater. Okay? Yourself a pater. Okay, now, fine. That's what Rava says. Okay, then, so that's Rava. Then Rav Ashi adds on, so far it's parallel. I mean, we have to explain it, but it's parallel. Then Rav Ashi says, Hilkach, and it seems like someone made a good point. I forgot who, but it sounds like maybe he's arguing, Rav Ashi, that, therefore, even if he's not holding them in his hand, Rava's case where the guy's holding the medicine in his hand, even if he's not holding them in his hand, but the medicine is available in the shuk, the marketplace, then also you're going to be pater. Even if afterwards someone comes and spills them out or whatever. Okay, and why does it have to be that the guy's actually holding him in his hand? The point is that there's medicine that could heal him, and the guy could go to the store and buy them. So at the time that you shot him, the guy could have gone to the store and bought them. So you're not really killing him, right? Because he could have gone. Now, it turns out afterwards they get lost from the store or whatever. Tough break. But that's your action was your action. So, I mean, that's Rashi's additional point. But it is a good point that Rava's case, he didn't construct the case that way. So there's room to reason that Rava didn't hold that way. Rava specifically had a case where the guy has medicine in his hand. So this is a funny case. Medicine in his hand, who's carrying him out medicine? Like, you understand the guy with a shield in his hand. But it's a funny case that Rava's saying medicine in his hand, who does that? So if he picks that funny case, you'd think he means that he's a dafka, that the guy has medicine in his hand. So I think it's legitimate to learn that it's machlokas. Now the guy's an unprotected guy, right? So now you're talking about a shooting guy who's unprotected. See, the other case of the shield, you understand, they just set up that the killing is shooting an unprotected guy. So he has a shield, that's not killing, that's not an action of killing, you're just shooting at a shield, whatever, that's not killing, right? But now you're basically shooting a guy who's unprotected. So you'd say, that's a ma'aser tzicha. Now look, he could go to the doctor afterwards and cure himself, or he could put on medicine afterwards, which could undermine the whatever, but that's an extraneous thing. Whereas your action is a ma'aser of attacking a guy, shooting him with a deadly arrow. You know, the fact that afterwards he could then remove the condition by whatever, that's different than the arrow. See, the arrow, the shield, basically saying it was never ma'aser tzicha because you're shooting a guy who's, you're not shooting him, really. I mean, it's not really even an attack on him because he has a shield. So that's not an attack. But here, I mean, you're shooting the guy, you're inflicting him with a deadly blow, and it's just that there's medicine. Okay, fine. So, but you didn't mind. So if he uses medicine, great. And he'll get lucky. Got off the hook. He managed to get perfect care, and he ended up living. But if he doesn't, he doesn't.
Are you saying something different than I was saying before?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't know, but we don't have Maskana yet. But right, it would be like you shoot a guy and shoot a guy in, you know, in the head or whatever. Shoot a guy in whatever in the arm and he dies. You say, well, look, he should have gotten good medical care, or whatever. Look, you killed a guy. You did the ma'aser killing the guy. Now it's true, he could have gotten medical, whatever. But I mean, you did the ma'aser tzicha. Ma'aser tzicha is ma'aser tzicha. That kills a guy. The fact that he could have done, could have gotten help or medicine is extraneous. So what's the maskana? What's the maskana? I mean, this is a little bit harder. I think it's easier to say, it's easier in the other case. What's the maskana? What's the maskana about why it's not Ritzicha? Why it's not Ritzicha? And also we have machlokas here. Whether this maskana is only going to be if the guy's holding the medicine in his hand, or even if he has the medicine in the, if there's medicine in the store. Right? Maybe let me just elaborate on what Danny's saying, but I think you could formulate it very similar to the case, the previous case, which is that before we said it's shooting an unarmed, an unprotected guy. And I'd say also, same thing here, but there's two kinds of protection. Okay, and this is together with what David mentioned, is that the way arrows kill a guy is there's two things. First of all, the arrow has to hit him, and then the arrow has to do its job of killing him, right? Which takes whatever, a day, whatever works, you know? So an unprotected man, you could either be protected from the arrow hitting you in the first place, or you could not be protected from that because you don't have a shield, but you could be protected from the arrow doing its killingness, its killing job on you by having medicine in your hand. So you'd say, so the saying is that that's also part of the action of killing, shooting, is shooting an unprotected man. But if whether he has a shield or whether he has medicine, he's a protected man. Protected means protected from the arrow killing him. So you could be protected from the arrow hitting him, or not protected from that part of the thing, but protected from the arrow killing him. But it's the same thing. He's a protected man. Okay, but the protection, again, the protection from the result of death by the arrow. You know what I mean? Two stages where you can have the protection. But that's what it's teaching you, is that that's also included in the Maisa of the Ritzich. But that's not in mechanics either. You could have said the first one is the action is shooting a protected man. He's a man, and I'm not shooting him if the arrow is blocking, if he has a shield. But this is the action of shooting the guy, and he's not protected. And so far as the action is concerned, he's not protected. This is like a more subtle inclusion into the Maisa, is that you're shooting a guy who is not protected, but he is like, he's like protected from the
effect.
Subtle effects, which happen in his body of the, you know. So you could have said that's not recognized in the Maisa, but it's teaching you is that's also. The action of killing a guy with an arrow is shooting an unprotected guy, protected either from the impact of the arrow or from the effects of the arrow. Okay? Right? It's good. Okay. So it's built on what you're saying. Yeah. It's good. The two things go together well. Okay, so by this logic, what would you say if there's a medicine in the store? So far, good. I mean, so far, the way we've been saying it, so we'd be like, Rava, it doesn't matter if there's medicine in the store. The idea is that Maisa Ritzicha is shooting an unprotected guy. And if he doesn't have medicine on him, then he's not a protected guy. So you're basically shooting an unprotected guy. Okay, and he doesn't have any protection. Now, he could go to the store afterwards, but that has nothing to do with the Maisa. The Maisa is the Maisa of shooting an unprotected guy. Right? So, he's not protected. The store is not part of it. If he's holding it, that's part of the guy. The guy is protected because he has the medicine in his hand. That's all part of the guy you're shooting. But the fact that there's medicine in the store isn't, there's nothing, no tziruf to the guy you're doing. He's not protected. He doesn't have a shield. He doesn't have medicine. So there's medicine in the store, but that has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with the Maisa. So there we'd be chayev. But Rav Ashi is coming along and saying, no, that also your pater. That also your pater. So why is that? But so I'm thinking a little different. Is that Rav Ashi is holding a different idea. He holds there's a maisa of inflicting an incurable wound. Okay, that's Ritzicha. There's an idea of inflicting a wound. Shooting an arrow at a guy is inflicting a wound. And you're inflicting an incurable wound. That's a killer. That's part of the maisa. There's two kinds of wounds. There are healable, curable wounds, and there are incurable wounds. Okay, incurable means he's going to die from it. So there's an idea of that it's inflicting an incurable wound is a Maisa Ritzicha. So what does it mean? The wound is incurable. It means that there's nothing in the world or nothing which the guy could get in order to cure the wound. Okay, he doesn't have to have medicine in his hand. Who really cares? It's a quality in the wound. So the fact that there's, if this wound is one which could be treated, which the guy could go to the store and go and get medicine and put on it, so you can't say it's an incurable wound. So the presence of the medicine is what will define the wound, is curable or not curable. Curable means, is there access to medicine? Is that possible to get it? And if so, then that's a type of an action. So the way of including the action, is, including the guy's ability to access it or not, is making that part of the thing, is because that's what characterizes the wound as being curable or not curable. And curable doesn't mean it, theoretically somewhere in Madagascar is there some sort of antidote for it. It means it has to be a curable wound. Means in the context, this is a particular wound right here. Is it possible to cure? Is it not possible to cure? If there's no medicine around, then that's it. Then it's an incurable wound. So I'm basically inflicting a incurable wound. If there's medicine around, that's not my sotzicha. I'm giving a guy a curable wound. But Rava is not holding that way. Rava is learning it differently. I mean, I'm not sure what the machlokas is. He's saying is the maisa is I guess he's learning incurable wound is already like a. It's kind of more abstract. It's removed from the maisa itself. But he holds the maisa is shooting an unprotected guy. Shooting an arrow at an unprotected guy, unprotected. The way you include the curing is in the gavra, because the maisa is to a gavra.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's shooting an unprotected gavra, so the medicine will help because it defines the gavra. He's a certain kind of a gavra. But if the gavra is not defined as a protected gavra, the fact that the wound could be cured, that's already extraneous from the maisa. But Rav Ashi is positing an idea that the action is really of shooting the guy is really creating a wound. So there's an idea of a quality of a wound, and that was included in the Maisa vis-a-vis the wound. So the access to the thing will make it that it's not creating a wound. Because for instance, shooting an arrow at a guy at his fingertip isn't the Maisa Rasicha, you know, or whatever. It's because you're creating the wound. That's really the idea of shooting the arrow. It's not the shooting of the arrow.
Yeah.
Shooting a Nerf bullet is the idea is it's the shooting an arrow is a method of inflicting a wound. So it's inflicting the wound. Now, of course, if he has a shield, then that's not inflicting the wound either. It's not an action of inflicting an incurable wound either, because the guy has to have a shield. If he has a shield, it's not the action of inflicting a wound. But he's learning is that the ritzicha of a bullet or of an arrow is that you're inflicting a certain quality of a wound. It's not that you're it's not that you're just shooting a gavra, it's a protected or unprotected gavra. It's an action of inflicting a certain type of a wound. And then you could include the extra things which are extraneous to the you define the wound based upon the situation.
What's the problem saying?
Right, exactly. The idea is an incurable wound. In order to define is incurable wound or not, you have to kind of go look in the stores and check out whether the CVS has the medicine. So it's true conceptually. It's you're entering the maisa through the quality of the wound, but it's more removed from the action. You could say that it's a Rava holds has to be done in the maisa itself. You're attacking an unprotected guy. That's the way it's working. It's through the gavra, which is the attack on this gavra. Good. Okay. Now we'll set up. Maybe we'll set up the next problem. Okay. The next problem that you might ask, a very interesting question, is the follow up question. It says Amar le Ravacha b'Rei d'Rava l'Ravashi Nizdamnu lo samanim mahu. Let's say you shoot him, and there's no medicine. There's no medicine around. Okay, so basically, this is within Rav Ashi. Seems like the one goes to Rav Ashi. So the Rav Ashi. So it's an incurable wound. You shoot him, it's an incurable wound. Okay, and he's dying. And then, sure enough, CVS gets a shipment of antidotes, and now he's able to get to cure it. Okay. Shas Maisa there wasn't. But now, right? Now it turns out the store gets them in. And he doesn't buy them. But he doesn't do it. He doesn't do it. For whatever reason, the guy doesn't go to the store and he doesn't get it. Yeah, well, that's cool. If he ends up getting them, then he heals himself, then you're not killing him. He doesn't die.
Oh, okay.
So it has to be that the guy ends up dying. Right. So far as what you were doing, though, so far as you did it, basically it was an incurable wound. Right? But then he ends up getting the medicine. And then the medicine's available, and he doesn't, right? So you could say, "Mahu miyam rina and hari ha yachal eshapos." Do you say, "Look, he's able to cure himself now"? So now it was curable; he was able to cure himself. Oh, dilma kivan the bishas rika lo havesam on him. Since at the time of the throwing it, there was no medicine. Mechayev da makas mavesu. Your blow was a death blow. The fact that the medicine came afterwards is extraneous, but at the time that you did it, there was no medicine, right? That's his question, right? Right, it's a legitimate question, which we have to define. What are his two sides, right? Okay, and the Gemara's answer is very funny. The Gemara says, Amar le, hare yatsa mi bezdin zakai. He left the bezdin zakai. He left the bezdin innocent. So what does that mean, Rashi? Kilomar, Ha'ul v'kodem amdo b'din, matzilo zechus. Since before the Gemara din, before they paskin the Chayav Misa or not, they found the zechus for him, they found a side to argue his merit, because we always look for merits to try to get off the hook, in lan al-chayva. Okay, we shouldn't be Mechayav Misa. Shouldn't be Mechayav Misa.
What does that mean?
Very strange.
Funny answer, right?
Yeah. Does that mean talking about an actual case?
No, I guess he's saying, yeah, this is the case. The cases were basically you shoot the guy. At that moment you shoot him, there was no medicine. Then he finds the medicine, and then he doesn't use it, and he dies. So now the Beis Din is now confronted with deciding this case. So the saying is, since now they have all the factors there, and they find this chus, so basically you get him off. I know. The question is this, was this one of the sides? Is it just going along with one of the sides? Like, what kind of answer is this? Sounds like it's an extraneous thing. So, like, say, I don't know how to answer this question, but they found this chus. What do you mean? Why is it a chus? According to the side who says Yechayiv is not a chus, so answer the question straight on. What does that mean? Well, they found this chus. What does that even mean? They found this list.
I don't understand the case.
So first question is, what's the svara originally baya? Because it doesn't sound like the baya is based upon the matzah zechus.
Right.
And then once you have the two sides, then what's this resolution? Is that Beis Din found the zechus? Sounds like it doesn't have anything to do with it. I mean, the other case of this case of Yatzim Beis Din Zakai is if you shoot a guy, let's say, and Beis Din evaluates that the guy would live from the blow. Okay, he was going to make it. Okay, it wasn't really a death blow.
And then the guy
ends up dying. So you say then you're pater because Yatzim Beis Din Zakai. You know, his Beis Din evaluated it wasn't death blow. The fact that he died is whatever, some other cause. It wasn't really part of your mind, so they evaluated it wasn't. But that's not that. Yeah, but that makes sense.
Right.
That has nothing to do with this. I mean, here the point is there's a good argument that you did a thing which should kill him. What kind of discourse is this? I mean, this just sounds like it's. What does that have anything to do with it? What does that mean, Yatzim Beis Din Zakai? It's not really an answer. It's just a funny answer. What does that have anything to do with it? So you found this chus. But these chusim have to make sense. I mean, how do you just find this chus? What's the sense of this chus? Right? It's very difficult.
Yep.